Hello.
Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome back to Dastan Geeky with the doctor and
the master.
So tell us, master, what have you been up to?
These last few days, what I've been up to is I've been going through my old comics, and I've specifically been reading crossovers.
Crossovers. What do you mean by crossovers? Crossovers meaning superheroes in another superheroes comic or different companies?
Well, generally, crossover would mean anything from two different titles crossing over to two different titles of different companies, intercompany crossovers. It can be one property that belongs to another company meeting another property that belongs to another company. It's not restricted to just comics.
Mm-hmm.
For example, one of the most exciting crossovers to have happened, and a lot of people don't realize, a lot of the youth at this point don't realize it's actually a crossover, though now it's pretty much united, is when we were kids, there used to be less crossovers, all right?
Hmm.
So the whole idea of a crossover, it's like a special event that's going to happen once every 2-3 years. And
mm-hmm.
So one of the things that we always used to talk about,
yeah,
and there was always more factionalization in those days, was this. I'm a Sega boy. You're a Nintendo boy. If you have a Nintendo in your house, then you're a Nintendo boy.
Yeah.
And if you have a Sega in your house, then you're a Sega boy.
Yeah.
And if you're a Sega boy, no matter what happens, your favorite character is Sonic the Hedgehog and not Mario.
True.
And if you're a Nintendo boy, no matter what happens, your favorite character is Mario and not Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
So this was very common. Abe baba, Sonic jo hai na wo bahut aala hai, wo to tumhare Mario ko ek spin karega, Mario ka to taang hi kat jayega, ab chal bhai kaise baat karta baba. Sonic Mario debates was something that happened out of the blue, sitting, eating, drinking, it would happen.
Yeah.
So, what people don't realize, and this was something that like blew our minds away when it finally happened, is then suddenly they started meeting each other in video games.
They did?
Yes. Smash Bros. And the racing game, and there are so many video games now in which Sonic and Mario come together. And it was something unheard of, unthought of,
unprecedented.
Yes, right?
Hmm.
I mean, I'll tell you one of those things that's still lasting.
Yeah.
And that's another one thing, whoa, wouldn't that be cool? And it just hasn't happened. And but we shouldn't say it never will, because if something like this could happen, then anything could happen. For example, we all think about it. We've all talked about it. Mortal Kombat versus Street Fighter.
They just... Has there ever been a crossover?
No. There's been a Tekken and Street Fighter crossover. There's been a Mortal Kombat DC Universe crossover.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a Street Fighter Capcom, Marvel crossover.
Yeah, Capcom
and you have the Capcom... Capcom fighting games in which various Capcom characters come in.
Yeah.
And so, crossovers.
Mm.
I think they're freaking amazing. They give you the... I mean, it's a fanboy's dream.
Yeah.
Right, it settles the questions everybody always has.
Yeah, I think this is an interesting topic to talk about, because you know? There has been so many crossovers that have blew our mind away in TV shows.
Right. And of
and
late,
comics.
It's become a staple. I mean, it used to be something that was, oh, no way they did that, but now I mean people take it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, crossovers now happen in movies.
Yeah.
And that was something that, you know, wasn't a mainstream common occurrence. I mean, the shared universe concept, it's even that is, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have, you know, this Marvel Cinematic Universe, you have the DC Expanded Universe, is that what they call it?
The DC Extended Universe.
Extended Universe, right?
Entertainment or
but
something.
But that's crazy, you know, I mean,
yeah.
in our days, that's just unheard of. So, you have all these movies, and they're connected, and they're on the same, I mean, in the old days, when I saw the Michael Keaton Batman, it was one of the most amazing things we ever saw, right? The Christopher Reeve Superman was the most amazing thing we ever saw. But it was kind of like understood. It wasn't even something that came to a thought that they're in the same universe or they, you know, they would ever meet. It was just something that's understood. Of course they wouldn't.
Crossing over.
Right. So, I mean, even though, yes, we read the comics and we know Superman, Batman are in the same universe,
mm-hmm.
it was kind of understood when a movie is made. the movie is made in a way that, well, that's universe on its own. If you watch any superhero movie, that superhero would be the first superhero to have appeared on Earth, and he would have nothing to do with any other movie of a superhero, even if from the same company.
Yeah.
All that time.
I wonder why, though, because right now laws are being followed and people, they expect, like, everybody has 100 lawyers on their side, companies. Back then, I don't think that was the case. So why didn't we have many crossovers back then?
I don't know, maybe it was. I don't know. But I think one other thing was, okay, maybe, this is a theory, it just came to my mind. Maybe one other thing was is that geekiness wasn't mainstream. So they weren't expecting the masses to understand the concept of shared universes. I mean, you expect the handful of pimply young boys who read comics to understand such a concept,
yeah.
But the masses weren't. But right now, since geekiness is mainstream, people can understand the whole idea. I mean, look, we just had a Superman versus Batman movie.
I know, that's something that I did not expect to see ever in my lifetime. And that is one thing that I always say that to people who are like, man, it's the shittiest movie and blah, blah, blah. Dude, it's fucking Batman versus Superman. Watch it for what it is. Love it for what it is.
From, I think, 88 onwards. When did Predator 2 come out, do you know?
89, 90.
All right. From that point onwards, because right at the end when Danny Glover goes inside the Predator ship.
Yeah.
And he sees a trophy room with all those skulls, and one of the skulls is that of an alien.
Yeah.
What are they called, the aliens?
Xenomorph.
A xenomorph skull.
Huh.
Yes, we are that nerdy people. The xenomorph skull was there, and since then, like, all the rumors start flying, right? And then they had the comic in Spider.
Did they have a comic before that, or did the comic come after that?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
But around the same time. But what happened is then the rumors kept flying that an Aliens vs. Predator movie was in the works from that time till the time that it actually happened.
But to be honest, that was the first crossover movie, right? A versus movie that we saw. Or was that Freddy versus Jason?
Oh, no. Aliens vs. Predator came before Freddy vs. Jason, if I'm not mistaken. But don't get me wrong, even though there are more crossovers now, not like we haven't had them. I'll tell you some that I saw in the 80s. This one, which was a real hit, at least in Pakistan over here in Karachi. I mean, we all loved it. We all got a VHS tape on it. We watched it. We, you know, as kids, we used to reenact the fight sequence.
King Kong versus Godzilla. Yeah.
Oh, that was crazy, man. Of course, I just saw it a couple of days ago.
Huh.
And man, the special effects are really bad even for that time. Alright.
There were two men in costumes fighting.
Well, I mean, most kaiju movies of that time were two men in costumes fighting, but even for that time the costumes were really bad.
Mm.
I mean, 60s Godzilla movies and 70s Godzilla movies were still better than that.
Mm.
But nonetheless, it was a phenomenal concept. Man, King Kong versus Godzilla.
And King Kong was the good guy in that, and Godzilla was the
bad
guy.
King Kong was the good
yeah.
guy. That's what we saw. Although, I don't know if it's true or not. I never really confirmed it.
I haven't seen it recently. I saw it years and years ago.
No, but there was a rumor about it.
What's that?
There was a rumor about it that there were two versions of the movie made.
Really?
For the Japanese audiences, they had Godzilla be the good guy.
Oh.
And for the American audiences, they had, you know. But this was before the internet days, so I didn't even check up. But now,
I remember
somebody
glimpses.
Just needs to Google now to find out if it's true.
I remember glimpses in which we see King Kong fight Godzilla and then he swims away into the ocean. That's what I remember from that.
Oh, you don't remember
movie.
All the cool stuff? Like,
I remember
how,
cool stuff.
How Godzilla burnt all his chest hair. So the first confrontation that King Kong has was Godzilla, right? King Kong loses and out of the blue, Godzilla just, you know, opens his mouth, his spikes glow or whatever, and bang! And the blue fire comes out of his mouth and it burns all of King Kong's chest hair. So he just scratches his head like, oh, and he walks away. King Kong actually walks away after the first battle because, you know, he's like, what the hell?
Yeah, fuck, man. That's insane. So, yeah, one of the oldest crossovers.
No, there have been more. In the 80s, we talk about the Marvel Cinematic Universe, such a new phenomenon. in the 80s and used to also come on PTV. The Bill Bixby, is that his name? Hulk show used to come.
Yeah.
Right, with Lou Ferrigno as the Hulk. Now...
Lou Ferrigno.
Ferraro, whatever his name is, man. Ferrangi sara tha to gora hai na. Alright. So... Oh, he was also Hercules, by the way.
Was he?
Oh, yeah. He's been Hercules. He's been Sinbad.
In what?
In movies, man, in the 80s.
Jason and the Argonauts.
No, no, no. Just actual Hercules movies with him playing as Hercules. And
nice.
Even Arnold Schwarzenegger's been Hercules.
Interesting. But
you never saw the Arnold Schwarzenegger Hercules?
No.
Okay, guys. Okay, this is good geeky stuff for you. Track it down. It was called Hercules in New York.
Oh, I remember scenes from that. I don't remember the whole movie, but I do remember Arnold Schwarzenegger dressed up in old Greek wear and walking through New York City.
There was a whole genre known as sword and sandal, and
yeah.
a lot of these movies were Italian, by the way, dubbed. And was so interesting. This is something I know now because of the internet. There's a lot of the movies we saw, like we saw a lot of Sinbad movies, right? And now when I go to the internet, I find out that those Sinbad movies...
Are you talking about Sinbad the actor or...
No, not the actor, like Sinbad the character, right?
I know, yeah.
So they're like sword and sorcery type Sinbad movies and a whole bunch of them with Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah.
And they're all Italian productions, right? So when you go online, you check them out, you realize, oh, so in Italy, they were actually, for example, a Hercules movie. But at that point in the States, Sinbad was more famous. So when they redubbed it, it became Sinbad rather than Hercules and vice versa, all that kind of stuff. But now let me tell you of the coolest crossover that reminds me of.
Go ahead.
And
bro,
that was
ahead.
A kick-ass movie.
Go for it.
Are you ready for this?
I am ready for this.
Samson versus Hercules.
Samson versus Hercules.
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, that was such a cool movie. With like a guest star or with a lot of guests like us. A side character that also guest starred was Odysseus was also in it. Dude, Samson versus Hercules.
For our fans, who is Samson? Can you please just quickly tell them?
For our fans our age, I'll tell you who Samson is because we all went to the cinema and watched it.
Samson
and
Delilah,
baba. वो आजकल तो वो है ना मशहूर क्या नाम है जकर वकर क्या नाम है उसका जकी वकी लंबे बाल वाला इसके क्लिपर से बाल काट रहे थे क्लिपर से उसके बाल काट दे ना उसको
वकार जका
वकार जका आई मीन लाइक वकार जका स्ट्रेंथ एंड पावर इन हिज हेयर राइट सो ही इज नॉट द ओरिजिनल पर्सन टू कम अप विद दैट आइडिया यू नो वी हैड सैमसन डिलाइला वे इन द बेम्बिनो या किसी में पुराने सनों में लगी थी यार आला मूवी थी सो दैट्स सैमसन वी ऑल नो हरक्यूलिस इज राइट
True.
Right now, most people probably know him as The Rock played him in the last
one. The Rock played him in the last one, yeah.
Usse pehle, if you're a little older than that, then Kevin Sorbo.
Yeah.
And if you're a little older than that, then again, Lou Ferrigno, what's his name?
Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah, and then Arnold Schwarzenegger also played
Hercules. My favorite Hercules was Jason and the Argonauts.
Oh, the original Jason and the Argonauts?
The original Jason
and the Hallmark
Argonauts.
One.
The original one.
Yeah, the cool Hercules.
It was good. It was
good.
So yeah, you were saying?
I don't know what I said. Yeah, so crossovers. So we had that. I mean,
so
as far as old classic crossovers are concerned.
Let's talk about memorable crossovers. Like crossovers you didn't know, but you saw and you were surprised by them.
All right. One I already mentioned. Hercules and Samson. I mean, I don't know. It's probably a movie from the 60s or something.
Yeah.
I didn't know about it. I came across it much later, I think on YouTube or something like that. It blew my mind away. No, actually, no. It's coming on television one day. So,
local TV over here?
On HBO or something like that.
Hmm.
And so that was a cool crossover. A crossover that has been there, but I saw it later, was, and it was actually really kick-ass. Billy the Kid versus Dracula.
Oh, that was also a B-movie?
I don't know, it was black and white, it was old.
Yeah, I think all these movies are B movies.
But Billy the Kid versus Dracula was really cool. I don't know, maybe it's public domain because I saw it on YouTube.
Could be one of those movies which film school students.
It was a proper movie from the.
From a studio?
50s or something, yeah.
Oh, okay, nice.
What else? That one, although I did not enjoy it as much. Frankenstein versus the Wolfman. Universal
yeah,
Studios.
That was exactly what I was thinking about right now. Should I mention it or not? But one of those surprising crossovers was for me was in that X-Files episode in which they crossed over with
Cops.
Yeah.
Ah!
They they shot it like a reality
show.
That
was very cool, man.
And they were hunting, they were looking for a werewolf in that, if I remember correctly.
Nice tea.
Nice tea.
Because they can probably hear me sipping on it, might as well let them know we're having tea at the same time.
Well, of course, we're humans. I mean, we have our needs.
So, crossover. Cops, you know that cops, that particular episode?
Yeah.
People I knew who were like big fans of Cops at the time was Star Plus, Nane Aara Tha, Sabke Paas Dish Tha. Right, we used to watch, people used to watch Cops. So I used to show that episode with the X-File title forwarded and I said, hey, let's watch this episode of Cops, right? Just tell them this is an episode of Cops they haven't seen. It was a lot of fun, man.
It was cool. A crossover that I'm looking forward to, I haven't heard any news about recently, but they said that they're going to go forward with it and it's going to happen, is 21 Jump Street mixed with Men in Black.
Yes, I've been hearing. I don't know if it's a rumor, if it's actually happening. But
it wasn't rumor till about 6 months ago, but I haven't heard anything after that. So
right.
I hope it wasn't a rumor. I hope it happens. It's an excellent concept. And it's going to be insanely funny. Because
all right, so crossovers.
Hmm.
Let's make this interesting then. Is there any other crossover that the audience might not know of because we're way older than them?
Well, I don't know. That's a different episode. We'll talk about spin-offs in a different episode.
Okay. Well, very quickly, I'll tell you one crossover.
Hmm.
So there used to be a show, and anybody from our generation who was, or even later who was watching STN, we all know about, was Manimal.
Hmm.
Now, there was another show at the same time known as The Wizard.
Yeah.
Wasn't as famous, but, and these were all one season shows, basically.
Manimal was a 6-episode series.
Yeah. They just
The Wizard probably had more.
But it didn't last more than a season.
Okay.
But it had a great fan following. Whatever. The point is, there was this very interesting thing that happened. So there was this one particular episode in Manimal, in which Manimal, they discover a feral child.
Okay.
Right? And for whatever reason, bad guy's after. So what happens is, and then the bad guy's after, and then they grab the feral child and the kidnapper, and they put her in a trunk, and they put her in the water. So Manimal has to turn to a dolphin, go and whatever. So the wizard, I don't know which one came first, but they had the same writers and producer, whatnot. So they literally had the same story.
Just because the show was on STN for us doesn't mean they had the same writer, producer, and everything.
No, Wikipedia says so.
They did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of these shows actually literally had the same writers and producers.
I stand corrected.
So they had this exact same story, find the same feral child, right?
The same feral child.
Well, different actors, but you know, like a character. The bad guy's after, put him in a trunk, put him in the water. And then the wizard, the only difference was, instead of him turning her a dolphin, he has a mechanical remote control dolphin, goes and rescues her.
Nice.
So that's like kind of like a crossover.
No wonder those shows got cancelled, because they didn't have any original ideas. They kept on ripping each other off.
Manimal, this beloved Manimal who has the cult following now, especially where a lot of people our generation just love Manimal. Whatever. He had a proper crossover in the 90s. Same actor, Professor Jonathan Chase. He came in a short-lived, one episode of a short-lived superhero show called Nightman. And it was very interesting because it was Manimal and Nightman teaming up to fight a time-traveling Jack the Ripper.
No way, man.
Yeah, sorry.
I need to download that.
You do?
Downloading is illegal, but we don't have any other options.
But look, if somebody's put on YouTube, man.
Yeah, it's not our fault.
Just happened to come across it.
You know, a crossover that I would have loved to see, maybe it's there somewhere out there we don't know about, and that would have been Airwolf and Knight Rider.
That would have been very cool.
Insanely very cool.
Very, very cool.
It would have been awesome. I mean, imagine Airwolf. One of them has been hacked by some evil corporation, and the only thing that could stop that thing is either one of those.
One
machines.
Or the other. Well,
but
okay.
Whatever works.
Fine. So let's do this crossover thing.
Yeah.
All right. Let's work this out.
Yeah.
on similar grounds as LXG, like a shared universe.
Shared universe.
Okay. So let's put this all together. So we had shows in which the main character was teamed up with a very advanced or even intelligent vehicle, right?
Mm.
So we had Knight Rider, we had Airwolf,
yeah,
right? We had Street Hawk,
yeah,
right? We had there's another one. Highwayman.
Yeah.
All right. Although Highwayman.
Yeah,
was
but I think this was what I was going to surprise you with with the twist ending, that if when Knight Rider goes to fight Airwolf and they both get compromised because Airwolf, as he's fighting it,
uses the same technology.
Infects him with the same virus, and they're all both gone rogue. Both the riders, the human counterparts, are dead because they've killed them.
No, but Airwolf didn't have an AI.
Yeah, but it's got an AI
because
that virus.
Oh, it gains one.
It gains one. It basically does a somersault,
yeah.
and the pilot falls and he dies. So the Airwolf is gone rogue. It's destroying nations. Knight Rider is destroying cities. And who do we call to stop them? The Highwayman. Because he has a truck which has a car, it has a bike, it has a helicopter.
And it makes sense because Highwayman was set a little in the future, by the way.
Yeah,
so in the future they went rogue.
Yeah,
another interesting is
that's how the apocalypse happened.
The organizations of all these vehicles was the same. It was a secret crime fighting, counter terrorist organization
type, yeah.
Which used to, you know. So yeah, they're all part of the same organization. So let's take it up a level.
Mm-hmm.
So where all this technology came from?
Skynet.
No. Because then we have to introduce all Terminator. We're sticking to just vehicles and we're just sticking to 80s TV shows.
Oh.
So here's where it came from.
Oh.
Have you noticed Knight Rider's front, the bonnet of the car?
Oh, Cylons.
Yes! So Roswell crash, 1945 or 47, whatever it was, I don't care right now. It was a Cylon ship. They backward engineered, what do you call it?
Reverse engineered it.
Got that technology out, you know.
Cylons were the evil boss from Battlestar Galactica.
For those who don't know, who weren't there in the cool days.
If you don't know what Cylons are, you should just turn this podcast off and never unfollow us right now.
Yeah. So, they probably know it because they're a reboot of it, no?
Yeah, which was good in its own.
But the shows that came in our time are always going to be better than shows that come on your time. Khatam baat. All right. So now, so the Cylons, right, is their technology, blah, blah, blah. But the Cylons, they're still just robots. They haven't gained sentience, right? They're robots because they've been created by an alien race and they're following that alien race, and that was just a drone, blah. In the original Battlestar Galactica, okay, for those who've seen the reboot, let me tell you what the biggest difference between the two was. In the reboot, the Cylons were created by man. In the original, the Cylons were not created by man and they revolted against man. The Cylons were created by some alien race. They revolted against that alien race, and that's when mankind encounters them and has a fight with them. In the original Battlestar Galactica, every now and then, the Cylons, when they show Cylon homeworld, they were shown with these little Komodo dragons on leashes.
Yeah.
Later, we find out that it was this reptilian race that originally created them, and then they revolted against him. But in our show right now, that hasn't happened yet. So that reptilian race is planning an invasion of Earth, and they're going to disguise themselves as people. They're going to come in as friends. They're also going to be known as the Visitors.
Yeah.
Yes. Which also had a reboot.
Yeah. And because the Cylons haven't got they haven't got sentient, they're still following, you know, how they develop sentience. Because there's this one boy who's turned into a reporter and he's gone and he's found out that there's alien landing and the aliens are infiltrating us, and he goes to this warehouse where these people and these aliens are gathering, and they spot him. And when they spot him, his way of fighting is that he turns into a car because he's turbo T, and that's when they infect him and he turns into Knight Rider. Well, it's a car show, man.
Okay, now here's this. Okay, so finally they start getting sentience. The first thing that gains sentience is the software itself, the programs, right?
Yeah.
So how does this happen? The sentience starts with, what's his name, man? This guy, Jeff Bridges in video games.
Oh, Tron.
No, what's the guy's name?
Jack Flynn,
right? Flynn. So, the first person ever to get out of the game world and be in the real world is...
Flynn.
No, Automan.
Automan. And Cursor, yes. So, there you go, folks. We just developed a whole new universe for us. And keep a lookout for future episodes because we're going to... I think we have like a tendency of going off topic and creating universes on the topic that we're discussing on.
So, I hope you enjoyed the episode dealing with crossovers and shared universes. We will do, because there's still so much more, we will do a follow-up episode of this one day. And
hopefully next week we're going to talk about either interdimensional travel or spin-offs or Hakuna Matatas.
Let us know of your ideas of crossovers and we'll mention them.
See you later.
Allah Hafiz.